And once again, we continue on the nightcap. Tim, Zach, hanging out once again like we've done the last couple of Thursdays, catching the end of the Thursday night game where Tom is trying to make another late drive. We were just talking Chris Godwin could use a catch here. It would make some sense. So we're definitely going to keep our eye on that as we take you home here on this this evening.
Okay, here we go. Here's a good opener.
Okay.
Why are the Bucs going for that on 4th and 2?
I guess it's the throwback to what you said in the podcast earlier. By the way, if you haven't heard the football podcast, go back and listen to the football podcast and then get into the nightcap. We would really appreciate it. You get mad at coaches who are conservative. Arians is not conservative.
There's a difference between being conservative and playing for a field goal rather than like, hey, we're up 14 with 8 minutes left. Like this, what is the only way that the Eagles get back in this game down 14 with 8.5 to go?
Yeah.
Give them a short field.
Well, you talk about that all the time with the complementary football approach, right? Like now you have put your defense on a short field having to defend when, you know, if this thing becomes a one touchdown game late, you get some puckered buttholes on the sidelines and things get a little dicey up there.
Yeah. So that was a little bit of a questionable one to me there.
That's where that no risk it, no biscuit thing is great, but it drives you crazy is on stuff like that.
Yeah. All those little catchy terms.
I was going to say, you hate catchphrases. If you ever become a head football coach, I'm guessing you will not have a catchphrase.
No slogans will be our slogan for the year.
Your social media platform for the team will just be no slogans, nothing.
No. You know, here's the deal. Okay. Like, I just feel like people who rely on that stuff do it because they don't have a lot of content or knowledge or things behind it. Right. If I got to run around saying no risk it, no biscuit all the time, like what am I actually conveying? I don't know. They're just, trust me. Maybe I'm becoming old and curmudgeon-y here
in my coaching. I get called that daily. Ryan called me that today at debate practice. I got the same conversation. You're old, you're crotchety. You and Zach want things the way they were in 1997. I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with that? 1997 was great.
Speaking of which, for throwback today at the high school, so one guy, or my big nose tackle, went crisscross. So he's wearing the jeans backwards. And I'm like, dude, like that's a great idea, but those guys bought their pants like 3 sizes too big.
Yeah, they did.
Like, cause, he was having some trouble getting around. And then another guy, a couple guys were dressed up kind of like Nelly, right? They had the Band-Aid under the eye and
I at least appreciate that they know who Nelly is.
But how old does it make you feel that they consider Nelly to be throwback day?
Yeah, that's true. When, you know, God, Ride With Me is our senior. It's a jam, man. That's such a jam. And, yeah, that's bad. Well, I had a similar moment today. Like, our news crew's trying to put together the blooper reel, and they're trying to find something upbeat underneath. And I'm like, why don't you do the instrumental of Still Dre? Like, just put the instrumental beat down underneath it. It's great. And they're like, what's that? I'm like, Still Dre. Look it up. And then they hear that little cling, 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 cling me. And they're like, oh, well, this is pretty dope. I'm like, are you saying you've never heard this song before? No, never heard it. Oh, Jesus, what is happening to the world? And yet they're going to throw me some garbage by some guy I've never heard of before. They play it. And they're like, now this is awesome, Anderson. Listen to this. And I'm like, this is terrible. This is awful. They played me like 4 songs of Post Malone. And I'm like, okay, it's just okay. Just okay. Not great, just okay. Like, oh, it's amazing. It's the greatest ever. Let's not get carried away. We're getting old. That's where we are getting old and curmudgeon-y. Can't listen to it. Got no time for it.
I mean, I've never been a big music guy.
That is true.
It's not my thing, right? I think we discussed this on a previous nightcap. Like, I've been to one concert in my life, and that was when I... No, I took my daughter to Taylor Swift for her 13th birthday. And so, I don't know. Music is not my thing, right? Like, I mean, I listen to music, but I would say it's not 90% of the time in my car. It's not music, right? There's a game on, or a talk show, or a podcast, or you know, or we've got nothing on, and the three and four of us or whatever are talking. You know,
what a novel concept.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, you know, right. I get Carter in the car every day on the way to school now. Right, his mom is in Atlanta for work training for 6 weeks. So he and I, you know, I've been taking him to school every day, where before he used to ride the bus from his mom's house a couple times, you know. But so it's nice. And then we're there early. You know, we're there. Right. Well, we have to show up, what, a half an hour before the bell, right?
Yep.
But I get there about an hour before the bell because I'm not there after school. Right. I go coach at the high school. So I am out. Like, I beat the buses out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
But that part of that agreement with the middle school is, yeah, you can do that. Just come in a little early and put in your time. So he and I hang out in my room for an hour before school every day now, too. So that's our hangout time.
You're getting some good time with that, though. That's good.
Yeah, we hit McDonald's probably once a week on the way in.
God, it sounds hot. I haven't had McDonald's in forever.
We used to have a donut shop right across the street from the school, but
yeah,
it closed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that little
I love that
going in the same parking
shop.
Lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a bummer when that happened, but
that stinks. That absolutely stinks. We got to get another trip to that. There's the little hole in the wall dive bar right by that school of yours right there. You can pound some popcorn and some very cheap food.
Oh, shortstop there?
Some shortstop time. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Come on, man.
We're supposed to have a data meeting tomorrow after school, which is our school's code word for.
We're going to the well.
Yeah. I think they're going Willie McCoy's tomorrow.
That's not bad.
I don't know.
That's not bad.
They move it around. I usually can't, right? Like, I have football, or I have to pick up little kids, or which also talk about scary. Like, hockey season starts here in a couple weeks, and the gal goes back to coaching. So
it gets a little hairy here.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hairy, here come the Eagles.
That's true. The Eagles are driving, just as you were talking about. Like, it always feels like it never fails. Like, if you give up the short field, the other team scores. Like, everybody's good enough in the league where if all they got to do is go 40 yards, they can do that.
Yeah. If the Eagles come back here, will Ryan issue an apology next week for his butt cheeks comment?
I will demand an apology. I will say we will have this apology segment open, and you must apologize. Jalen Hurts touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm a player or two ahead of you.
Yeah. The thing about Jalen Hurts, at least now, that's two rushing touchdowns and a throwing touchdown. So even if the numbers aren't pretty at the end of the night, like, he does find the end zone. So, like, if you're looking for a guy who has value, I mean, he has value.
This is going to get juicy now. They're going to line up and go for two.
Things are getting interesting in Philadelphia right now, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. You know what I don't like? I mean, I like the people I work with, right? I think everybody in general likes the people they work with. My group wants to go to breweries. They want to go to the microbreweries or whatever it is that don't serve food. Like, they just want to pound, you know, cranberry ales,
yeah,
and dark porters that you could actually cut with a knife or a fork before you drink it.
Yeah, I don't like to chew my beer.
Yeah, I'm not a big, and I'm not a huge beer guy anyway. So, like, I would love to join these things. I feel like I need some options. You know, give me a food option. Give me some mozzarella sticks or something. Can I get an iced tea? Can I get a mixed drink? How about a Long Island? How about a vodka? Nope. We do 90 different kinds of beer here, and they all have fruit in them, and, you know, and that's just where we're at.
Yeah, and some of those places, too, have just gotten so – they're either too packed. Like, I also don't want to go drink at the brew pub with a bunch of 7-year-olds because it seems like everybody brings their kid there.
Yep, or their dog. You know, yep. 79 dogs in the damn place.
Dude, the last time I went to 10K, a guy had a snake.
All right, well, that's absurd.
He was like walking around with a snake around his neck.
That's ridiculous. How are you even allowed to have that?
Yeah, I'm, and whatever, right? I don't even know what kind of snake it was. But
I guess because
I'm
you
out
don't
on
have
snake.
Food. I guess because you don't have food, you can have snakes there.
I mean, I'm out on snake.
I saw dogs playing poker in the back last time I was there. I mean, that's what I thought. I was there were so many goddamn dogs in there. I was like, what are we doing? Is this a dog park? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, So I don't know, like the idea of like, hey, we can try different beer. Okay, I like that. The idea of, hey, like, you know, this couple brought their 3-year-old and their 1-year-old and, you know, like you said, there's no food. I mean, like, I like to munch on, like, I like the popcorn. I want something salty.
Yeah,
I want
some popcorn. Jesus. Yeah. No, we got these shitty pretzels in a bag. Here's some of these. Yeah. I don't want any of your shitty pretzels.
That is one hell of a ponytail on the ref tonight.
Oh, where's that? I must have missed the shot. Up top line.
Yeah,
judge.
I believe it's a female.
Yeah.
Judge
oh,
there,
I've
but
seen
she's got
her.
The,
yes, she's
the flow out the back of the
very
hat.
Very flowy with the hair. Yeah. I agree with that. Wow. I'm in. I'm in on that, by the way. I'm okay with it. I like
yeah,
it.
No, I was just it stood out, right?
It
you don't see it all
out.
The time.
It's fine by me.
We had Powder Puff this week.
No, yeah.
As I know you've
publicly addressed.
Yeah. You enjoyed it and it I did not attend.
Did not attend.
My daughter said it was interesting. Like, she didn't play, right? She's not old enough yet.
Yep.
They do seniors only at our school.
Yeah, same with us. Because I heard the horror story of how it used to be juniors versus the seniors. That was the big tell a tale this week, was that week, was how when the juniors played the seniors, and the juniors basically, they're supposed to throw the game Washington General style, basically, and
right.
They decided we're not doing that. We're going to whip a candy ass of these senior girls, and they did.
And they boat raced them, right?
Boat
I think I remember that.
Just beat the shit out of them, and the principal was like not talking to any of the winning coaches. Like, he basically ignored them and basically declared it dead and over with because there was some – the seniors didn't take it well, and there was some vandalism. No gouda. How did it go for you?
Well, you know, Brooke was talking like, oh, this team's going to be good. And I just said like, well, who has X, player X? You know, and she's like, well, if that girl's on the other team over here, whatever, you know, they have 4 teams. And I'm like, that team's going to win. Like, I want the fastest kid on the field in Powder Puff football. And I would not run a single conventional play. Right? I would run swinging gate. I'd run double reverses. Like, I'd halfback passes. Like, because nobody's disciplined. Nobody can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just cause chaos.
Run the annexation of Puerto Rico, basically. Whatever you can come up with.
Yep.
That's kind of what a couple of teams did. Like, they had 2 running backs. They figured out how to hand it to both of them. One, it was like student body left, student body right with the fast kid, and that was it. And it worked pretty well. The issue is, you know what you also have to have, though? You have to have, you got to get soccer players on the team. And you got to get a couple of them. Because how they decide sudden death, and I don't know how they'll do it at your place, but it's a kickoff. It's a sudden death field goal or an extra point to win.
Wow.
And our championship game went to its 5th round of kicks because the girls kept making them. Like, they were making them from, you know, from original extra point distance, and then they had to back them up 10 yards, and the girls were still canning them. And they just grabbed girls soccer players. I'm like, you got to have 2-3 of them on your team because you're going to need a kicker.
Yeah. It's, I think they officially said it was like you got 4 plays from the 40 and whoever got the most yardage won.
Right.
I think that was the tie-breaking procedure.
Not a bad way to do it, I guess. I had never seen the kickoff thing as a tiebreaker before, but I was intrigued by it. I was like, you know, there we go. We got us. Now we get some different names in there too. Because, I mean, It was basically, who's our three fast girls? Those are the only names you call for the most part. And then you start getting these kickers in, and it became something different, which I kind of liked. I was.
On board that we hate all these taunting calls?
I hate all of them. It's nonsense. It's not who's people are saying like, well, who said this? It's like, well, young coaches are on this committee. These coaches all agreed on it. And it's like, if you're a coach, who agreed on, like, who got in the room and said, all right, guys, in the competition committee, we really want to see a crackdown on this. Like, what curmudgeon-y coach stood in there and said that was a problem?
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
Like, I feel like it's gotten, like, there was a point where it was kind of crazy.
Yep.
And I feel like they reeled things in. And then it was good.
Yep. I see this going away at year's end. Kind of like last year when they said that they were going to allow reviewable pass interference. And then they realized very quickly, like, oh, that's a terrible idea. We can't have that. Yeah. I think this will be another one that goes away very quickly.
Well, and that was an overreaction to the Saints pass interference call.
Yep.
But this feels like an overreaction to Antoine Winfield giving the deuces to Tyreek Hill.
That's what it is. You're right. I was trying to think of, like, what's the catalyst for it? What was the reason behind these taunting things? And clearly it's that. But it's like, hang on a minute now. Like, that was okay. That was cheeky and fun. Tyreek does that to literally everybody. So, yep. Like, what the hell?
I think they're worried about
TV contracts.
Brawl breaking out. They're worried about a brawl breaking out after that, right? Like, right, you do that to Tyreek Hill and the game's over and he slugs you, like, you know, I don't know. I think that's what they're worried about, but I just go, hey, like, the rules are pretty clear, like, don't hit people.
Yeah, I think they're, like, going to do the old, let's get our TV contracts and collective bargaining agreement done. You almost wonder if they threw this in as part of the negotiation, like, let's put this rule back on the table so we can get rid of it during the CBA. So that we can negotiate this out in the CBA as like a, hey, we're helping you. See, we're giving, we're compromising, we're taking this rule out, eh? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just a move, that they're thinking two moves ahead, that they know that this will be a negotiation piece in a year.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I think that the TV stuff is going to take care of itself, right? Like,
right.
You're going to get some big money regardless, but maybe. Maybe, because maybe that came up, right? Maybe somebody said, hey, like, we don't want all this.
Could be. And I said, some of the young coaches are on that committee. Like, Sean McVay's on that committee.
Yeah.
Some of these other guys are, like, there. And I can't imagine Sean McVay walked in there and said, yeah, guys, we taunt way too much in this league. We need more 15-yard penalties. Like, oh, I can't imagine.
Here comes your guy, Tom.
Tom making a late charge like he's want to do, hitting Cameron Brate. Loves throwing to the tight ends. Cameron Brate all of a sudden emerging.
I don't think they're going to have to snap it again, are they? I mean, not to snap
called,
it. But.
Yeah, somebody called a timeout. Yeah, Philly did, I think. So now Philly's out of timeouts. You get this first down, and that's basically curtains. If you can pick this up. Now, if you don't pick it up, you kick the chip shot field goal, you're up 9, and it's still curtains.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm ahead of you.
Oh, now it's curtains. Yeah, you're ahead of me for the first time. Normally, I'm ahead of you, I think. But
I'm watching live. I'm not streaming tonight.
Oh, okay.
I have it on
maybe
the TV.
That's it. Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, I'm downstairs streaming.
Also, so the juicy discussion here, right? So Philly scores and goes for 2,
mm-hmm.
which the analytics guys will tell you is the right call. And I like it.
I don't hate it. It's fine.
But the best part of that story is the betting line is 6.5.
Mm.
So the Eagles with the cover by going for 2 there and not kicking it.
The conspiracy theory's out, huh? Now I'll buy
it. Oh, I'm sure.
If the Bucks basically say, hey, you wonder if there's some Eagles guys going, hey, 3 kneel downs and we cover. Is that something we feel good about? I don't know. Who knows?
I think so, right? He's good. Yeah, you only have to kneel it 3 times.
I think so, because it's only 2. You know, you got 2 minutes. You're going to run it way out if you want. You don't have to run a play here, I don't think. They're out of timeouts.
No, they can kneel it 3 times. Or they might have to, like, snap it and run around, like, for 2 seconds once. But I think they can just kneel it out here. Yeah, they're going to kneel it out.
They're replaying this taunting thing you know, to death here. Clearly, they Fournette with the point at the referee. I love that.
Well, Fournette makes a face like something was said.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't know what was said, right? There may have been something said there that deserved a flag.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Right? And that actually, it happened once in one of our games. Like, as timeout was called, someone said something, and both teams and the refs reacted. Like, whoa, 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 right? Like, okay, that crossed the line. But no flag was thrown. And the refs were right there. So, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I just, nobody said or repeated what was said.
Yeah.
They all got tight-lipped about it. But I'm like, what made you guys all cringe, but the ref not throw a flag?
Yeah, apparently cringeworthy insults are not an official penalty in the high school football rules.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
yeah.
not. I mean, nice win for the Bucs. They got to go to home to Chicago, home to New Orleans, a bye, and then at Washington and the Giants. That smells like 3-1 at worst.
You would think so. You would think so.
Stranger things have happened, but Bucs look good. Good enough. They look good enough. They look good for most of this game, but
I think if things will go the way we think they will go, there's going to be some good playoff games in both. I think this is the first time in a long time where I've thought that both were in really good shape.
Yeah.
Right? Like, before you always felt like one conference was ahead of the other.
Right.
I think they're both going to have good teams, or, you know, on both sides.
And I like the idea that they're going to do, like, three nights of it now. Like, it's gonna be a lot of football spread out here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I hate. Maybe we'll see if we hate it. We'll see.
I don't know. I didn't like the expansion of it.
Right? I thought but I would hate once, the Nickelodeon game, and I didn't.
I didn't like the expansion of it, but once the game is on, you're like, all right, I'm not going to complain about an extra game of football. Right? But, like, spreading it out to 3 days now, and I don't know. I don't know that I need that Monday night game.
Might be too much is what you're saying.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, I booked the tickets to the Royal Rumble today.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty dope.
Which is on the Saturday night of the conference championship games.
Oh.
So they're running it on Saturday night this year.
Really?
Which is brilliant.
That's brilliant. That's really smart.
You know, I love that, especially in that way. Right? They used to try to wedge it in between, into that week between the Super Bowl and the conference championship games, right? Yeah. That bye week.
Yep.
But that's just too late this year, so they're going on Saturday night.
I like it. I think that's a great move.
Yeah, I mean, it should be fun. We're on camera side. Now I'm looking for, like, what else can I do that weekend? You know, like, if I'm already going to be in St. Louis, like, what else is going on?
Great point. Yeah, catch a Blues game or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at hockey yet. I'm not a big hockey guy.
There's probably a good college basketball game.
Yeah, that's what we were looking for. St. Louis Billikens are on the road, but there's a couple others. Like, you know, we're flexible and we'll find something fun to do.
That'll be awesome. Dude. Yeah, that's
great. I'm gonna give the other ticket to my brother for Christmas. So,
well, hopefully he doesn't listen to the pod.
I don't believe he listens to the after party. I'll probably have to tell him beforehand anyway, though.
Like, don't listen to the nightcap.
Yeah. We gotta figure out flight plans and, or if we're driving and hotels and stuff like that. So. He'll probably have to know before Christmas anyway, but
I'll have to get you on in the next pod that I have with Derek, where we shoot the breeze, where you can rub it in to him. I'm sure he'd love to hear that.
Well, we've always talked about going to the Royal Rumble. Like,
that would be awesome.
That is the one that we want to go to. And the pre-sale tickets came out today, and I do not know why I got on the pre-sale list. I don't know.
Somebody looked out for you.
But it came in, and I was like, God, I have money in the bank account. St. Louis isn't that far.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's on Saturday night, not Sunday. So, I mean, right? Like, a lot of things worked out in the favor, and so I just pulled the trigger on it.
I think that's fantastic. You're going to send me all kinds of updates on that. I can't wait to hear
I have not watched much wrestling lately, but
yeah, we talked about that on Monday with Derek that we hadn't really talked. We hadn't really watched a bunch. He's kind of read up on it, but yeah, I haven't watched much, and I'm trying to, I guess, wait for the moment to get back in to take a look at it, you know, to revisit the product and see if it's something that I'm ready to watch yet. I'm not sure I'm there yet, but I'm sure I'm getting close.
Yeah, I think, and this will be the good opportunity for it, right? Like, as we get closer, so we know some of the stuff going on.
Yep.
But my God, like, I looked at the roster today. Mm. It is so big.
It's huge. And everybody wonders why he's cutting all these guys. It's like, well, the roster is gigantic. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's okay. So I can't wait for you to see it. It's definitely on my list of things I'd love to go do. I'd love it if it came here to US Bank. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
There was rumor that it might come here the 1 year. But, you know, now they're still back in that mode of, like, we can stick this in the football stadiums.
They want to stick the Rumble in the football stadiums. They do.
You know, and do you remember the 1 year where they came, the runway was so long?
Yeah, that was the year they were in, not in Houston, because they were just in Houston a couple of years ago, but they were somewhere where, yeah, they came out.
Yeah, and like, so it showed the guy walking out, then they'd cut away from him, he'd hop on a cart, they'd drive him up close to the ring, then he'd jump off, and then they'd cut to him again walking into the ring. Like,
not good. Not a great look. It's got to be something. They've got to figure out where the walk is not ridiculous. You know, make it a reasonable walk, and let's get this thing done. But I don't like it when it's too short, like the 95 Rumble, where it was like they walked out of the curtain, they were in the ring. I need a little something. I got to let it breathe a little bit.
You're right, like when they do it at MSG.
Yeah, exactly. It's too short. I need some room. I need some room to let it bake a little bit. Got to make it happen.
Yeah, so we're on camera side, or you know, we'll be on camera.
Yep.
In the first deck. I don't think you can beat it.
No, that's really good. Where do they do this? So is this going to be like that? The old Edward Jones Dome.
It is, yeah, what is it called now?
Yeah, it's called something else. It used to be the Edward Jones of the TWA Dome. It was called a million things. Now it's called something else. It's called the Nobody Plays Here Dome.
Yeah, the Dome at America's Center.
Yeah, that's what it is. There it is.
That's what it's called.
I don't know what that means, but there you go.
Well, it means we don't have a sponsor.
Nope, and we don't have
Right, and so we're in the center of the United States, so that's what we're going with. I tell you, it's nice, right? It's because it's only, what, like a mile maybe at most from Busch Stadium. So there's a ton of hotels, ton of bars, restaurants, you know, like stuff to do. I'm debating, like, you know, there's a casino right there with a craps table. I'm looking at, you know, VRBOs. Like, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Is there a casino in there? I didn't know there was. In town?
There is. So you have just across the river. It's like a 4-minute drive. There is what it's called DraftKings Casino at Queen or something like that.
Ooh.
Or DraftKings at Casino Queen, I think is what it's called. But it is on the river, right? So it's just the other side of the river, the other side of the arch. There is also another one downtown that's a little more upscale.
Yeah.
So, those are both options. I mean,
a sports book right by the Rumble sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
So I haven't looked at, I don't know about the one downtown if it has a sports book or not, but I know that the one across the river does. However, across the river, that's East St. Louis.
Yeah, it's a little dicey. And you don't want to go there.
That is kind of dicey. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little dicey down there.
If you're staying at the casino,
might be all right at the casino.
Right. I'm thinking, right, like I'll just Uber across the river.
Smart man. I like that.
Right.
Move.
We'll just go out to the bars and stuff over on the other side.
You'll get the old Chevy Chase and Vacation bit where they lose. They don't know where they're at, and all of a sudden they have no hubcaps and spray-painted stuff on their cars.
Have you ever heard the story of Lawrence Maroney getting recruited?
No.
By Glenn Mason?
No.
Because he's from East St. Louis.
I didn't know that.
I believe it was Lawrence Maroney. Anyways, Glenn Mason flies into town, right? Gets in the taxi, you know, tells him, hey, we're going, you know, here. Yeah, Maroney's from East St. Louis. So take me out to the high school. He's running track.
Mm.
And so the guy takes him out there and he's like, all right, I'll wait here for you. And Glenn's like, well, I'm going to be here for like 3-4 hours. Like, I'll call a taxi when I'm done. And he said, there is no taxi that will come back here and get you. Like, no taxi will drive out here for you.
Wow.
And so the guy stayed with him. And so then Maroney
That's
comes
a hell
for
of a
official.
Cab bill that he's going to have to reimburse back to the U at that one. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Yeah. So then
$300 for a taxi.
Yeah. As long as you gas the car back up, right? Yeah. Like, that's right. Wasn't that the controversy here?
That's right. Exactly.
So then he comes up here for his official recruiting visit and they take him out to eat at Manny's Steakhouse.
Hmm.
And he takes one look at the menu and tosses it down and says, there's no cheeseburgers on this menu. And so Glenn Mason calls the waiter over and tells him, go in the back, get your best steak, throw it in a blender, and get this kid a cheeseburger.
I love Mason, man. Ah, oh, I just love Mason. I miss Mason. I wish he was still here. A little part of me wishes he
probably shouldn't have been fired.
In hindsight, you can look back and say it was a total mistake to fire him. He should have been allowed to finish on his own terms. Like he was doing as good a job as anybody could do here. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, and they were not. I mean, right? Like, they blew that lead in the bowl game.
That's what cost them, yep.
And everyone freaks out, you know?
Yep. Myself included. So, I was young and stupid, and I just thought that's what you had to do, and that was not, yeah. And
like, I don't blame people for, like the Minnesota said, hey, we think we want someone to take us to the next level. We don't know if this is the guy.
Yep.
Right? Like, they made that decision in that manner. But my problem is, I go, like, what, like, Minnesota going up another level, isn't that realistic?
Yeah, I think people had an unhealthy opinion of where we were because we had knocked off some teams. Like, in Glenn's run, we were beating some teams. You know, we had the nice win at Penn State in his run. I mean, but I think people never forgave him for the Michigan loss at home. And I just think that's what happened.
On Halloween?
Yeah, whatever that was. I just think that we had that game, and we lost, and that bowl game was eerily similar to that. And I just think that fans were, like, not ready to forgive him for that. And like I said, I don't think that's fair, but that's what happened. And I don't think he was able to undo that because he had a lot of great wins, but everybody, all they talk about are the losses.
Right, right. Is you know, I know we've talked about Herb here, and USC is the hot one for him.
Yep.
Right? How about Herb to Miami?
Yeah, Manny Diaz doesn't look like the guy.
Right? I mean, if
that,
the U
that
opens
situation
up,
doesn't look good. If you're Miami, you're going to take a swing. You have to. Yeah. You cannot continue to hire these guys that are, you know, the hot shot young coach. You need to go. Butch Davis brought them some credibility when he won those national titles because they went out and got a guy who could coach, right? And same with Mark Richt. I think they were shocked when Mark Richt left abruptly or retired abruptly. But clearly, they got to take a big swing. They got to go get a guy with some reputation that has the ability to recruit. Herb would make a ton of sense. It's going to cost him a lot of money to do that.
Yeah. I just think that's an outside one, right? That
is out of the box. That is different.
The one that not everybody's talking about.
And yeah, I think Diaz is in year three, but yeah, it's not going well. I don't see that translating to anything successful. I don't think that's a good situation for them. So yeah, you're right. I think they're in they're going to be in hiring mode. And yeah, Herb makes sense. I don't think Herb wants to go anywhere that's cold. And no. If you tell him he could stay in Florida and never play a game where the temp gets below 65 degrees, I think he's in. That's what I think. California makes sense, but then, you know, Cali, it's Cali. He's not a Cali guy. I mean, that's the thing. He's just not a Cali guy.
He might be after the last weekend.
Yeah, he might be right. He may not be an Ohio guy much more after that, I'll tell you that. Or maybe he's a big Ohio guy. I don't know. It's
hard to say. Yeah, he's all in now.
He loves Ohio. He's going to run for governor there. Who knows? He'd probably win tomorrow if he did.
Ryan would vote for him.
Ryan would vote for him in a second. There's no question about it. Ryan thinks he can do no wrong. You kidding me? All right.
Oh.
I think we've done all the damage we can do here on the nightcap tonight. We did well.
Yep. I have to watch some baseball here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Off to bed.
Little baseball.
So good. All right. You and I got to talk baseball at some point. We'll do it probably when we hit the off season. It'll be good. All right, my friend. It was good to chat with you. Behave yourself.
Have a good night.
Yep. We'll see you later. And that's the nightcap. We hope everybody enjoyed it. We'll have that up, and hopefully you continue to listen here on the podcast. So thanks again. Keep your head up. Next time on the Nightcap.